Sally Roberts, and I'm 55 and I'm from Bedminster. I got epilepsy, non-epilepsy, anxiety, bipolar, and self-harm, and mental health.
Well, look, you've got a walking stick as well.
Yeah, and a walking stick to prove that I can't go any harder and do anything energetically, but I can walk around bits.
So I've just come up to the Downs to have a chat with you, and you've just told me that there has been a walk around the Downs, but you decided you couldn't join it because it was too far.
Yeah, I was going to go walk around the Downs with them, but it's two-mile walk around the Downs, and I think my energy levels, time I get to the end, I might be collapsing on the floor. So I stayed up in the top bit on the cafe, so then when they all come back, I will start gathering back with them when they all come back up and go on another walk. Okay. Try to.
Well, look, just tell us about your situation with benefits. What benefit were you on, and what benefit are they trying to now put you on?
And I was emerged from ESA to university credit.
So what does ESA stand for?
Income-related employment support allowance. That's a mouthful.
And so what happened?
They sent me a letter a couple of weeks ago and asked me, can I merge from ESA to university credit? So I filled all the forms and sent them off, and it was a lot of palaver. And the forms are not simple for disabled people to understand.
And so is this a paper form or on the internet?
You can have a paper form or online form. You can do both, but the online form is easier than the paper form.
Right, so you did the online?
Yeah, the online one. I filled it in all the way through to the end, waited, and then I got waited and waited. Then I got a phone call saying, can you do interviews? Can you come in for job interviews in the job centre regarding your benefits? And I did about six interviews in total. They wouldn't leave me alone. They won't ask me about my disability. They won't have.
So, when were we talking about? Is this because we're in the beginning of June now? When was all this?
This was beginning of April. This was beginning of April. They sent me the letter, and they gave you a cut-off date by the 5th of June to fill out the forms and get them in ready for them to merge it. And it takes 5 weeks to go over.
Okay, so on your last interview, what happened?
I was on a bus for my last interview. I was going on 24 up to Southmead. Can I have an opt appointment that day and bring appointment? And the lady rang me on the bus and I said, excuse me, I can't talk to you at the moment because it's private. She went, oh yes, you can. I said, well, do you know where I'm public am? She went, no, I'm on a bus going up on a bus. Would you like my details broadcast all over the bus? Yeah, go on. And I started saying my date of birth, my date of birth, my name, everything. She confirmed it all. Then I got a letter through the post.
So these interviews, are they just on the phone? You don't actually have to go in and speak to a human being?
One of them was in the job centre. One of them I created like hell because I wanted to go into the job centre because I wanted to face to face because they asked me for my ID, all my ID, and it's like my ID. What I got ID is my birth certificate, and my bus pass, and my bank cards, and that's all the ID I got. Because I'm disabled, and I don't have a passport. I don't have this. I don't have that. So I said, can I come in? I tried it online. It didn't like it. So I went in the job centre, and I created that the lady at the desk. I told her I'm going to stay here until that is done. And I will sit here until you get my benefits, my ID done, so then I don't have to bother you anymore.
Right. Okay. So what's transpired? Have you gone from ESA over to Universal Credit now?
Yeah, I have gone over. I went over on my ESA from last week, and they sent me a statement out this week. Now I got to live on £199 for a fortnight, and I think that's incrimination for disabled people and vulnerable people.
Right, so that means that you're now supposed to be a job seeker. So can you appeal all this, or how did they break it to you, this news?
They broke it by my online journal on my phone.
Right.
And it's in black and white. You can see it all written down. It's all in black and white on my journal. So it's broken down in sections telling you this, how much you're going to get. And then it's going to be what you're going to get next fortnight. And then it's going to go all the way down like that.
So they didn't tell you face to face?
No.
So have you spoken to them face to face?
No. Yeah. No, I haven't. I rang them.
Right. So what happened then?
I rang them and asked them about it. And they said, yeah, that's how much you're getting. You're not getting any more. But I got to live on the £99 for a fortnight.
Okay, so what about appealing? Do you think you can manage that?
Yeah, I can appeal. I've managed to appeal in it. My carer's going to help me appeal because it's insulting and incriminating for disabled people.
So have you ever been in the situation where you're in the job centre discussing your benefits where they have had to close the job centre at the end of the day and you're still sitting there?
No, but I've been down to, there is a funny story that appealed to my benefits, and it was about 2 weeks ago. I had this phone call, random phone call out the blue from a name lady called Nikki, and she said, I'm from the community rent people, community support from the rent council under in Temple Street. And I said, what do you want? Oh, you want to owe £250 rent. I said, excuse me, I don't owe £250 fucking rent. I went literally down the door. I said, I don't fucking owe it. And I was in a church meeting at the time, and it was, yeah, I was in a church meeting. I had it through my meeting, and I told them, and I stormed off. And what they done, what Nikki done from the council, it's breaking confidentiality. They decided to tell my other friends, my friends, who my church friends are, what I was going to get and what I'm going to pay back. And then on the Wednesday afternoon, I was like, How did she
tell them that?
Because she didn't have authorization. She didn't have permission from me because I stormed out. And she kept rambling on, everything on the phone.
Oh, right. So this is a non-confidential conversation. So she's giving your personal information in front of a whole bunch of people.
Yeah. 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 And she didn't ask me for my permission at all.
So what happened?
I went down to the job centre, Temple Street Job Centre. And I went in, I told them, is this right or wrong about my bed? Is right or wrong about my £250? They checked the computer, looked down, and it said, we already got it planned, you already put £5 in. I said, I'm not paying it, I don't owe you it, so you know what you can do with your, you know what you can do with it. I'm a disabled person, I don't pay fucking rent, and it's on my records. I do not pay fucking rent. I don't know where you got that £250 from. Can you please take it off? No! No, you will before long, because I will make sure you get people to take off me. So I went sat down in this little quiet area where the computers are, and I started protesting like you do, saying, you're a wankers, tossers, you name it all, and I'm not leaving until I get my benefits sorted out. I heard somebody else in a conversation with another worker there saying he wasn't entitled to any benefit, he got to go sofa surfacing, and I turned around and said, that is fucking cruel to this society. Now you're telling me what to do, you're telling him what to do, he's been assessed and you're telling him you can't get jack shit for his benefits. So what is society coming to? She went, she didn't answer me, she shut up and laughed at me thinking I was funny. And then about 5 o'clock, the doors were closed. I said to him, what are you going to do then? You're going to escort me out? The 2-4 security guards come out. Are you going to escort me out? No, I'm not going to ask you out. And then the little squirt, one of their little sitting mate people come, said, if you don't leave, we ban you from under in Temple Street. I said, you can't ban me from under in Temple Street. It's the council. You can't ban me. He said, if you don't go out the building now, I will ban you for a temporary. I went, do it. I'm not scared. Do it. And then I turned around and said, ring the police, because if you ring the police will get me. With my mental well, they will detain me and then arrest me at me when they leave the building. So what's the point for me? What's the point? You went, oh, yeah, okay. I can see the logic in it. Then I walked out.
So you just walked out voluntarily?
Yeah. Then I got in touch with Sam from Acorn and told him what was it on the same day and the same part. And on the Thursday, he came out to see me at my flat. And he said to me, we ring up and quote what we done. I told him what the story is. And he rang up. Since then, I have no answer from the council about my rent. £250 rent.
So what's the situation now with you?
I got £199 to live on, and I'm just waiting to... I'm going to appeal against it because I'm not living on £199. They're supposed to put me in a no-work, a no-limited work group, and now they put me in some other group.
So what advice have you got for disabled people that feel like they're being bullied by the system?
Stand up to your rights and you will get somewhere in life. You will stand up to your rights. If you need any help, anybody, any help, just add the right people, like people who know the system better than we, like me, because I'm a disabled person. We can get together, we can gather, we can have meetings, and we can put a petition together and send it to the council, and we can go to the council ourselves and do a protest there, and they need to listen to what we say and not anybody else say.
So now, this is a Labour government, supposedly, right now. They have actually been cutting back disabled benefits quite a lot. And I know there's been some protests in Bristol. Have you been to any of those?
I've been to the one. I went to the one on Saturday this week. I was in the Bristol Crim Cut. And I made the statement that loud and clear to everybody in Broadmead about my cut. And then we had it. And then there was a load of other volunteers came up after I started. Because no one wanted to come up to do the talk, so I started the talk off, and everybody decided to talk, went and decided to do all the talking after me. And then we did a dead, and we lied down the concrete, and we took protests, and I shouted at government, "You're a fucking wankers. I got to lie in this fucking concrete when I'm a disabled fucking person. And you're criminating us. So now we need to get together and protest about it."
Well, what's this organisation? Did you say Crips Against Cuts?
Yeah, Crips Against Cuts. It's like UKIP, Crips Against Cuts. They're a charity organisation, and they work from the around Bristol, and they go to the people of public place to do their pings, get their organisations and get everything done, and then they protest in town. We got another meeting coming up on the 16th. Another meeting to get more, another protest meeting up on the 16th and do extra people involved.
Okay, Sally, thanks very much.
You're welcome.